This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
New explanation on Comey. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. On this Friday, May 12, welcome aboard. Here's what's up this hour.
President Trump says even before he received a letter from Justice Department officials, he had planned to fire former FBI Director James Comey, calling him a grandstander.
The U.S. has reached trade deals with China, covering industries like beef, poultry, natural gas, and financial services.
The White House has launched a review of the federal election process seeking to identify and eliminate voter fraud.
And believe it or not, airlines are doing a bang-up job lately when it comes to customer service.
You know, I think we've all been hearing what seems to be an endless parade of negative headlines and news stories about the airlines. But despite those high-profile incidents that we've been hearing so much about, opinions of airline service are at a decade high.
Ben Mutzabah at USA Today with an almost unbelievable story about airline customer service. He's here in about 20 minutes. President Trump said he was planning to fire former FBI Director James Comey even before the critical performance reviews were in, calling Mr. Comey a showboat who had a morale problem with his staff. In an interview with NBC News yesterday, Mr. Trump offered his first full account of the Comey events, and in doing so, contradicted the initial White House accounts.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
After White House officials cited that report, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly pressed the White House to correct what he felt was an inaccurate White House depiction of events. In addition, acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe disputed the claim that Mr. Comey had lost the confidence of his rank and file.
Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day.
Mr. Trump also confirmed that he had directly asked Mr. Comey whether he was personally a target of a federal investigation involving his campaign's possible ties to Russian hackers. Mr. Trump said Mr. Comey told him he was not a target, but the Wall Street Journal cites associates who say Mr. Comey did not provide such assurances. President Trump has signed an executive order to examine the federal election process for fraud, something he said that kept him from winning the popular vote in the November election. The president ordered a bipartisan commission appointed by his administration to review policies related to voter registration, voter fraud, and voter suppression. Independent experts say there's no evidence to back up Mr. Trump's assertions about widespread voter fraud. The president's fellow Republicans in charge of Congress also have said there is nothing to support claims that millions voted illegally. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach will serve as vice chair of the commission.
Well, we have proven it. We've proven it in courts. I'm the only Secretary of State who has the authority to prosecute voter fraud directly. We just prosecuted our ninth case a few weeks ago in the last year and a half.
He was on Fox News with Tucker Carlson last night. Mr. Kobach is a longtime advocate of voter ID requirements. The commission will be headed by Vice President Mike Pence. Well, the Senate is heading toward one of the most highly charged confirmation battles yet, and it's over who will replace fired FBI Director James Comey. It's a story from Josh Meyer, investigative reporter at Politico. Josh, what are your sources saying?
I mean, I think that the Democrats and the Republicans, not surprisingly, are lining up on different sides of this. So it depends on whether or not it'll come down to a vote. But the Democrats are saying that they will not support an FBI director unless certain terms and conditions are made. I don't know if they're uniform in that, but some of them are saying that they want a special prosecutor appointed to look into the whole Trump possible ties to Russia before the election. Republicans are saying it's not needed. And I think that there are some people in the middle that are holding out with some middle ground, and we'll have to see where they come down on this.
It has become, I guess, a fairly big negotiating point at this time, or will it depend on who the names are that are floated?
Well, I think it does, and I think that, you know, that this is, you know, really sort of struck a nerve here in Washington, the firing of Comey. I mean, the Republicans and the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee, was just saying that Democrats in the past have been critical of Comey, but I think that they feel that that's different than just summarily firing the FBI director, especially when he's in the middle of an FBI investigation into the president's staff, certainly, and campaign staff about possible collusion with Russia. So I think that there's a lot of people that are very upset about this. There's a lot of questions that they are asking you, and I think that's going to sort of hijack the whole process for a while.
Mm. All right, so change hats for just a minute, because we are kind of hearing conflicting reports here as to about morale within the FBI. I've certainly had a couple of people tell me, it's not that great under Comey, but you found otherwise, that there are plenty of people who are saying they supported James Comey.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to refer to my own anecdotal evidence on that, so I called the FBI Agents Association and the Society of Former FBI Agents, and both of them said that that they haven't taken scientific surveys, but that the tremendous amount of anecdotal evidence on their part, responses and so forth, is that Comey is perhaps the most popular director they've had, and certainly in recent memory, so that he's very popular with the rank and file, even if they do differ with him on some investigative measures, including the Clinton investigation.
Mm. We're speaking with Josh Meyer, senior investigative reporter at Politico. He's written a piece about how FBI agent groups are disputing President Trump's rationale for the Comey firing, saying basically that Mr. Comey had lost the support within the rank and file. So how does a message like this, I guess, get muddled, Josh?
I think a lot of things get muddled in Washington, depending on who you talk to. It's sort of an echo chamber. So I think people have hardened positions, and they just tend to agree with what they think is true and repeat that. So, that's where we are on this. We just watched the White House news conference for the day, and there's shifting responses and answers as to why Trump fired the FBI director. So it seems like when one of their reasons for doing it doesn't work, they're shifting to something else. So, and the media was trying to hold them to that and pin them down, but it didn't seem very successful.
Is it possible that maybe the lower level rank and file support Mr. Comey, but upper level managers do not? Is that possibly where this gets mixed up?
It's possible, but I think it's very unlikely. I mean, those are people that I talk to, and I know for a fact that many of those people have been very supportive of Comey. I mean, I think Andrew McCabe, who's the acting FBI director, literally said that exact same thing in a hearing. So, I think they're looking to find some premise that's not there. I mean,
okay.
I just think that he, I've seen him at FBI events, I've seen him at field offices, I've seen him in public speeches and so forth, and for better or for worse, he does seem like he is very popular among the rank and file and management.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Meyer, investigative reporter at Politico. It's 14 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Ready for hundreds of millions of potential new customers? Come to a two-day conference in Detroit in June to hear about Alibaba, the Chinese version of what's described as Amazon plus Google. Today, China represents an unprecedented opportunity for American business owners and entrepreneurs. Alibaba, an e-commerce platform, can connect you with 500 million consumers. You can buy and sell anything. Learn more about the worldwide marketplace of Alibaba at Gateway 17, June 20th to the 22nd. Meet experts, make relationships, and learn from companies already in China. You'll also hear Jack Ma, the ultimate entrepreneur and China expert. Gateway 17 has limited availability, but our listeners can save 50% off the registration fee by going to gateway17.com and using the code DEAL when you register. That's gateway17.com, GATEWAY17.com, and enter DEAL. 50% off the registration fee, but only if you use DEAL when you sign up at gateway17.com. Thanks for being with us. The Trump administration says it's reached agreement with China on exports that would help the likes of American beef producers and natural gas companies. We get more from This Morning's Dave Duncan.
In announcing the 10-point plan, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the trade relationship between Washington and Beijing are hitting new highs, even as the two work on issues like North Korea's nukes. The announcement came yesterday, just days before a high-profile global economic summit in China on Sunday. It's not clear how much the changes might reduce the U.S. trade deficit with China, a major complaint of the Trump administration. The gap last year was $347 billion. Gordon?
Thank you, Dave. In addition to beef, China agreed to accelerate the process for approving U.S. biotechnology products. Beijing also said it would grant more access to U.S. credit ratings firms and bond underwriters. In return, the U.S. promised it would remove obstacles to importing Chinese poultry and meat and pledged that it welcomes direct investment by Chinese entrepreneurs. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a group of 20 attorneys general is calling for the appointment of an independent special counsel to continue the investigation into Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The group called President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey during the ongoing investigation a violation of public trust. Meanwhile, Trump contradicted earlier White House accounts by telling NBC News that he decided to fire Comey before receiving a recommendation from the Justice Department.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says the president is putting up roadblocks.
President Trump's actions this week cost us an opportunity to get at the truth, at least for today.
Trump also says Comey told him he wasn't the target of an investigation, but close associates of Comey say he didn't provide any such assurances to the president. Airline officials say it will be a logistical mess if they're pushing, and they're pushing back against a Homeland Security proposal to expand the ban on laptops to include more foreign flights coming to the U.S. Homeland Security officials met yesterday with airline reps who say the ban could lead to more confusion and massive wait times at security checkpoints. European Union officials are demanding urgent meetings with U.S. officials to discuss the ban, which prohibits electronics larger than a cell phone in the passenger cabin. Former Florida Congresswoman Corinne Brown could spend the rest of her life in prison after being found guilty of taking money from a charity that was purported to be giving scholarships to poor students. Yesterday's verdict came after prosecutors outlined a pattern of fraud by the 70-year-old Brown and her top aide that included using hundreds of thousands of dollars from the foundation for lavish parties, trips, and shopping excursions. Imagine hearing this warning from a helicopter while you're out swimming and paddling around.
Be advised, State Parks is asking us to make an announcement to let you know you are paddleboarding next to approximately 15 great white sharks. They're advising that you exit the water in a calm manner.
That message came from the Orange County Sheriff's Office as the sharks were spotted off the coast of Southern California yesterday. The sharks were swimming near Dana Point, where a woman was bitten by a shark last month.
You know what I heard recently? Why paddleboarders and surfers are sometimes targeted? Because they look like turtles to sharks.
Oh.
And during certain times of the season, when the turtles come ashore, lay their eggs, and go back out into the ocean, that's what they look like when they're on a surfboard.
I will not be on a paddleboard in Southern California.
I tell you what, I would hear that warning. You could be sure that I would have run across the water. Exit calmly,
imagine?
Really?
I know. He was probably trying not to laugh.
Probably. 23 minutes after the hour. Time for a small business update, and it's brought to you by Staples. When it's time for new tech, go to Staples. Purchase a new PC or printer at Staples and receive 30 days of tech support for free. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com for details. Staples, it's pro time. Our happiness with service on U.S. and Canadian airlines continued to rise in 2017. I'm going to say it again because it's shocking your system right now. Passengers' happiness with service on airlines continued to rise into 2017. It's a story from Ben Mutzabah, editor of USA Today's Today in the Sky blog. Ben, come on.
You know, I think we've all been hearing what seems to be an endless parade of negative headlines and news stories about the airlines since April 9th, when United, of course, made headlines around the world for the passenger dragging incident on one of its regional flights. But despite those high-profile incidents that we've been hearing so much about, J.D. Power does an annual customer service survey, and it found that opinions of airline service are at a decade high. Now, that does, as you said, probably make some of your readers maybe want to slam the brakes and say, did I hear that right? That can't be true. But I think there are a couple things that are going on, and they're all going on in tandem. One thing is, I think service on airlines is actually better than it was this time in 2007.
Okay.
So that's happening. I think we've got some lowered expectations, and I think against those things, we also have the notoriety that comes now. When things do go wrong, you see it on Twitter, on Facebook, and they go viral just like that.
What as flyers have we actually been pleased with?
Airfares continue to drop, especially relative to inflation. They continue to be at or near historic lows. And even with all of these bag fees, which, of course, we all like to gripe about, myself included, even when they are included, we have really democratized the ability to fly by lowering the price to something that many Americans can afford. And so the white glove service that many of us have in our head of days gone by is certainly doesn't seem to be there. We can all afford to go to wherever we'd like to go, and we're actually paying relatively little for it, historically speaking, and I think that's really what people want.
Mm. We're speaking with Ben Mutzaba, editor of USA Today's Today in the Sky blog, and we're talking about his piece entitled, Despite Recent News, Airlines Are Doing Great at Customer Service. What's still problematic? Like, if you're an airline executive, what would you just snap your fingers and fix tomorrow if possible?
Well, you know, the one thing that I think really could be, that at least in the J.D. Power survey, the one thing that they found is, you know, we do have a problem with the overhead bins. And I know that seems like a real picayune item to look at in the whole spectrum of air travel. But, you know, with the checked bag fees, but what happens is, you know, the overhead bins fill up very quickly.
Yep.
And if you're probably, forget if you're last on the plane, if you're probably halfway to board the plane, you run out of storage space.
Ben Mutzaba, editor of USA Today's Today in the Sky blog. It's 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Glad you're with us. Friday, May 12, Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump says he planned to fire Comey before a critical letter from Justice. A deal to boost exports to China. Former Florida Congresswoman Corinne Brown convicted of taking money from a charity that was supposedly giving scholarships to poor students. The guy who invented the G.I. Joe has died. Instead of royalties way back when, he agreed to a $100,000 lump sum. Steve Harvey being mocked online for his memo to staff, basically saying, don't bother me. And the Georgia couple whose family of three, just like that, became a family of 10. That story in about 20 minutes. With all the headlines and analysis and posturing surrounding the firing of FBI Director James Comey, an important window of opportunity has been opened for Congress through this termination. So says David Hawkins, senior editor and columnist at Roll Call. David, explain.
So the point of the story is that this firing of James Comey as the head of the FBI actually creates an opportunity for the Republicans. But they have only a short time to seize this opportunity. But if they do it right, they could boost their public standing and actually get a little bit of leverage against President Trump and the whole balance of power thing. We've got, I mean, the Republicans on the Hill, for all their efforts to try and support Trump, sort of feel like his strength as the executive is leaving them in the dust on some things. So what are the two things they can do? They could, if they said that the Democrats were going to be equal partners, they could turn all of this investigation over to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And if the Senate Intelligence Committee did its job right, you know, i.e. similar to what happened during Watergate with the Senate Watergate Committee, that would really, you know, show that Congress can do these things. which I think most of the public don't believe they can.
Okay, yeah.
Probably the easier opportunity for them is to go ahead, the Republicans, and do what the Democrats say they want, which is creation of some sort of independent commission or council who could look at the connections between President Trump, Russia, and the Trump campaign. But either way, if they do one of those two things, it would, I think, go a long way to boosting their credibility going into the 2018 midterms.
Mm. But if they do it themselves with the Senate Intelligence Committee, for example, they have to make Democrats equal partners. Is that what you said? And then what? Accept the findings
That's right. I mean, they really can't. It can't. It has to be. And at this point, Senator Richard Burr, who's the Republican senator from North Carolina, who's the chairman, and Mark Warner, the Virginia Democrat, who's the top Democrat on the panel, they seem to be working well together.
Yeah.
But, unless there is some sort of explicit sense of almost bipartisan co-equalness, I don't think most Democrats are going to go along with the idea that this is the best way to investigate this. Mm.
All right, so this investigation, at least according to Mr. Comey, has been going on since last July, right? Nothing has turned up so far in this Congress or in this era of Washington seemingly leaking everything. Wouldn't something have come out by now?
That's a great supposition. I would say that the FBI, especially since last summer, when Mr. Comey's own sort of convoluted and somewhat out of bounds or certainly out of the ordinary discussions about Mrs. Clinton's campaign, I would say the FBI has been pretty buttoned up. And of all the places that are not leaking, the FBI is sort of first among equals.
Out of the rest of us who are sitting back and observing this from afar, peel away the political gamesmanship here.
You peel away the political gamesmanship. I'm not sure it's gamesmanship. Here's what I always say, which is members of Congress do what is in their self-interest every day.
Yeah.
And if they, there is now a growing, I wouldn't say it's quite yet a critical mass yet, but it's getting there. There's a growing roster of Republican senators who are displeased with how this firing of Mr. Comey was handled and think the timing was awful and and the motives are suspect. There are seven of them that I've counted up. That's a good number. That's one out of every eight Republican senators. And if those seven senators were to conclude that it's in their political long-term best interest to distance themselves from President Trump on this, they could work with the Democrats to really change the balance of power around here, at least when it comes to what to do about investigating the Russia ties, when it comes to appointing a replacement for Mr. Comey at the FBI, which is going to be the next sort of flashpoint in this debate.
Thanks, David. David Hawkins, senior editor and columnist at Roll Call. It's 21 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into a Friday. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online the past few days. We're joined by Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith, who's with us live this morning. Sometimes she makes stuff up. Wait, what? I said sometimes she likes to mix it up, I said. How you doing, Charlotte?
Hi, Gordon. That's fake news, but I have some real news trends for you this morning.
What are we talking about? James Comey, obviously.
Yes, lead story this week everywhere. FBI Director James Comey was fired by President Trump, leading to questions around his abrupt dismissal. Search interest in Watergate actually spiked over 300% this week, with our lead trending question being, why was Comey fired?
And showing Americans love for everything, following James Comey in terms of searches, American Idol.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, American Idol celebrated its final season on Fox in 2016, but news broke this week that the show is coming back for another season, but this time with ABC. Interestingly enough, following on last week's trend, lots of people are searching for answers to questions like, is Ryan Seacrest coming back to American Idol?
Mm. I know also making the list, Glacier National Park. That has to do with some melting stuff. Is that what's going on there?
It does. I was going to say Glacier National Park is really starting to heat up, just not in a good way. Because according to a study conducted by the U.S. Geological Survey, the Montana glaciers have receded an average of 39%, leaving just 26 ice monuments behind, which is a small number for that park, unfortunately.
A quick story. I spent a night once in Glacier National Park when I was on a whitewater rafting trip in Montana.
and I stayed in one of those cabins with no facilities other than an outhouse. And we were warned that if we had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, we were to take the cowbells that were hanging on the inside of the front door and ring them loudly as we stepped outside to chase away bobcats that may be lying on top of the outhouse who might like to reach down and swipe at you as you entered the outhouse.
So more cowbell is a good thing.
Very good. Very good. More cowbell is a good thing. And by the way, I saw every star in the sky that night. So anyway, my little Glacier National Park story. Why is Bow Wow trending?
Yeah, no, great question. Former child rap star Bow Wow was caught lying red-handed on social media this week when an observant airline passenger called him out on Instagram for flying in economy instead of the private jet he posted to his feed earlier that day. So people are naming it the hashtag Bow Wow Challenge, and something that musical artists never want to hear. Search interest in Bow Wow Challenge actually was searched over 1,000% more than search interest in his actual music.
Wow. But you know what, though? I bet people will say, you know what, Bow Wow was pretty good. I'm going to buy some of those tunes. That's probably what that led to.
Well, he's actually retired now, so that would be good for him.
You're probably right. But are you telling me Mother's Day was trending also? What for?
Mother's Day is trending, Gordon, and trends every year because people have procrastinated and need to buy gifts in cards. Our top search question this week was, what to write in a Mother's Day card?
Oh, come
on.
Well,
some people need extra help.
I must say, to that point, I mean, you pick up any of these Mother's Day cards in the stores? Who's writing this garbage? I mean, it is the worst. I mean, I don't know. Writing in some of these cards has just become a disaster. That talent, I don't know. Those folks, they have gone missing. They are extinct. They're just no longer around. Cards are atrocious. Thank you, Charlotte. As always, Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith with us live this morning. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. It's Small Business Month, and Dell is celebrating innovators and job creators in a big way, like up to 40% off business PCs big. Even a free 1 terabyte external hard drive with select purchases big. Call 877-BUY-DELL today to connect with a U.S.-based advisor. They're ready to help with tech solutions tailored to your business, like finding just the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, because your hard work is more than appreciated, it's admired. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. Scratched and clawed all the way to Friday. Welcome aboard. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, in the days since President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, the events leading up to the move have become blurred by claim and counterclaim. In an interview with NBC News, Trump said he had made up his mind to fire Comey regardless of any advice from the Justice Department, contradicting the White House line that he had been advised to do so by the department's two most senior officials.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
At the same time, acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe contradicted Trump's claims that Comey had to go because he lost the support of the FBI.
Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day.
Meanwhile, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will be invited to an all-senators briefing next week to discuss his role in Comey's firing. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who has been calling for briefings with Rosenstein and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, calls the invitation a good first step. President Trump has launched a commission on election integrity, the upshot of his unsubstantiated claims that more than 3 million undocumented immigrants illegally voted in November's election. Vice President Mike Pence will chair the panel, while Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach will serve as vice chair.
Well, we have proven it. We've proven it in courts. I'm the only Secretary of State who has the authority to prosecute voter fraud directly. We just prosecuted our ninth case a few weeks ago in the last year and a half.
The commission will also look into voter suppression. The Mormon Church, the biggest sponsor of Boy Scout troops, says it's starting its own scout program for boys 14 to 18. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says the move wasn't triggered by the Boy Scouts' decision in 2015 to allow gay troop leaders, but LDS scholars say the Boy Scouts and the Church have been diverging on values in recent years. It's never too early to start grooming sports fans. The Denver Broncos are making a play for fans starting from the cradle by introducing a newborn club. As club members, parents get kits with a Broncos baby beanie, a commemorative birth certificate, and a nightlight. The kids can also get added to the team season ticket waiting list, which has more than 75,000 names on it.
Good luck with that in your lifetime. That's right? Funny. Good story. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. For more than 3.5 years, a group of 7 siblings, ages 5 to 14, have waited in foster care, hoping to one day find a couple they could call mom and dad. CBS News says 2 failed adoptions and more than 1,300 days in foster care later, they finally found their perfect match. Jessica Clark and her husband Joshua from Rincon, Georgia. The couple was told they'd never be able to have children. Oh, 3 years ago, by the way, they were surprised with the birth of their son, Noah, but they still wanted to adopt. A year ago, they were approached about a group of kids who call themselves the Super 7. After months of visitations and monitoring, the Clarks can now officially call the Super 7 their own, signing the legal adoption papers Tuesday. A day later, by the way, a GoFundMe page was created to help the family raise money towards a larger house. Within 24 hours, they had 32 large. Ms. Clark, by the way, admits it isn't always easy. And there's an occasional you're not my mom argument, but she is dedicated to making it work. The family went from 3 to 7 just like that. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.